You mentioned, Henry, that the church was built in 1852.
1852, approximately, yes.
And where was the church before that, or was there a church before that?
There was a church, but the church was either held all in private homes, or it may have been held in some local place, but most all of the early papers in the church indicated that they met at private homes. It was not a big church, although it was all appears in the seeing some of the history which is presently available in the church archival library up there, the church. It is indicated that it was initially here in 1789, but it obviously has morphed into different phases of Protestantism. Okay. But for all of my memory, for my growing up, and I'm sure long before, it was really a Baptist church. And received up until 1979, used to receive financial help to stay open. And the church is the earliest renovation of this that I know as a fact was in 1913. I think the church was renovated before that. But we had some pretty good documentation and noticed that the church was renovated to its current, the main box and the front to its current size. And then in the 50s, in the early 50s, they added the back of the church, and that was 51 or 52. And then in 74, we had a big program, which we called Undercroft, in which we had to pick up the church and put a foundation under it. Mm. And prior to that, the church's foundation was crumbling, and the church was really unstable. And at that time, in 74, they put in a new heating system, and the early church was heated by a stove, which many churches were, and I don't ever remember that. I of course remember the church. That's where the front entrance, and they had taken out the doors, the original church, the windows as you face the church, the windows on the left and right were doors. And that's how the men came in one door and the women came in the other door. And inside those windows is a small room, which you could hang up your clothing, hang up your coats and what have you. And then in 1913, they put on the vestry, which is out front, and they closed those windows, but there's windows on the back which you can enter from. And in the back of the church, the same door is presumably there, may have been replaced, I'm not sure. But and at that time, they took out the box pews. And the current pews in the church, as it sits today, are from the 1913 era. And George Chick gave me quite a long discussion about that renovation. To renovate it, they had to raise some money, and evidently a lot of the local people, he was in the lumber business, a lot of the local people had put their skills to work. And I remember my father who was not a churchgoer, and as my father said, the only time he was in the church was to fix the plumbing or fix the heating. But we did hold his funeral there. So my father, for example, and there was another plumber in town, Harold Gilman, who also contributed plumbing expertise. But my father did much of the electrical work, but could also do the in the old church. I do not believe he did the wiring of the church when it was first wired, but I don't know that. He never said he did. But much of what went on in the church, in the buildings, also through 1951, when the new addition went on, he was a major contributor. And so, those, it's interesting, you see in 13 and then in 51, that's about a 40-year span, roughly. And then in 51 to 72, or 74, that's a, you know, a pretty long span, 20, 25 years. And there's been renovation going on over the years. Mm-hmm. Major issues with the church are the roofs, and they would have to raise money and do separate things to raise money, mm-hmm. go out and ask the parishioners and whoever would contribute money to do that. So.
You mentioned that there, in the early church, there were two entrances, one for women, one for men. Were they separated in the congregation after they went inside? Was there a women's side and a men's side? Do you remember?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because somewhere in my archival stuff, I have a deed to the church for Avila Forrest, who had been Andrew Forrest's wife, my great-great-grandmother. And I think that once they're inside, they sat as families in a pew that they had bought,
yeah.
in others, which was very typical in those days. That's how they got the pews. But after those were closed, and there was the central entrance, of course, the pews. But it's interesting to note that those pews have stood up very well through all sorts of weather from 1913 to today. Pretty near 100 years. A little over 100 years. Mm-hmm. Those pews. Right? And the church has had some pews taken out to make room for the organ. So when the organ was brought in, and I don't remember when that was taking place, but that organ, the organ used to sit up on the ledge where the choir was, used to sit up there. But then it was moved down. They took out two rows of pews to make room for everything.